The first in a series of memorials in George Floyd's honour has been held in Minneapolis. Family, friends and civil rights leaders gathered at the North Central University in the city. Mr. Floyd's death at the hands of US police has caused an outpouring of anger, prompting 10 days of protests in at least 140 cities across the US, with more people rallying today. And still in the US, three white men charged over the murder of another unarmed black man earlier this year in Georgia have appeared in court for the first time. The trio appeared via video link as the court was told details of how they stalked and shot 25-year-old Ahmed Arbery while he was out running. Prosecutors have alleged one of his attackers used a racial slur after shooting the jogger. Two states will have more choice in how to spend their long weekends, with restrictions being lifted in the Northern Territory and Tasmania. In the NT, from midday today, team sports, getting a tattoo and enjoying the outdoor cinema are all back on the table. While in the south, Tasmanians can head to camping trips, plus pubs and clubs, excluding nightclubs, will be allowed up to 40 patrons. And it was the worst performance in the Brisbane Broncos history after the club was thumped 59-0 by the Sydney Roosters. The defending premiers scored 10 tries in the rampaging win.